Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We start with LAPD Chief Michael Moore, who got himself in some trouble with these comments about the death of George Floyd and the resulting protests.
We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing. His death is on their hands as much as it is those officers. And that is a strong statement. But I must say that this civil unrest that we're in the midst of, we must turn a corner from people who are involved in violence, people who are involved in preying upon others.
Chief Moore now joins us on In Depth. We appreciate that. Chief, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Are you going to play the follow-up remarks that I made a few moments after those remarks?
Well, if you're referring to you repeating what you said and doubling down, no. But let me.
I don't believe I did. But all right. Sorry for that characterization.
Okay. But you got into a lot of hot water with this, clearly, and there are people in the community, certainly not all, but some, who are calling for your head. So tell us a little bit about what was going through your head when you made that remark and where you are now with this.
Well, as I stepped back up to the podium and said that I regret those remarks, I did not mean how it sounded. It was a terrible choice of words. My effort was not to join together the act of a murder of George Floyd that was at the hands of police officers in Minneapolis. Those officers were responsible for his murder. However, at the same time, what my efforts were that there are those involved in violence, whether it be attacking officers, burning buildings, looting, that their efforts or their justification for it, that those actions were wrong. And what I recognize now is that by getting into that conversation as I did, unscripted and without time for reflection and just spontaneously, was a terrible disservice to the city, to the men and women that are out here protecting ourselves, that are protecting the communities, that are trying to serve all of Los Angeles, and also, most importantly, facilitate these current demonstrations, and facilitate the lawful and peaceful efforts of thousands of Americans that see the injustices, that recognize the racism and the need and cause for police reform, which I agree with, and our men and women also stand with in facilitating that lawful expression. So bringing those two together was wrong. I regret, I apologize, it was unfortunate both that night and then yesterday I made some further remarks restating that. And I'm hopeful that we can get back to I can get back to the real important work and conversation going on relative to justice and the racism in America and the role that police has played in that. And my interest is entirely that we facilitate and maintain the safety of these protests, these gatherings, that we also find opportunities to identify with these individuals, folks that are providing this their opinion, their positions, and that we see each other and hear each other, and that law enforcement demonstrates that we're not in opposition to any of these demonstrations. That our opposition is into violence. The opposition has to be to protect both the protests and the rights of demonstrators, as well as to protect businesses and communities that are seeing a terrible inflict in terrible times of violence, and that there both can and will exist. And I hope that that's what we get back to that conversation.
Well, on that note, though, is it too much of a distraction at this point? I mean, if you can't go out and speak to the crowd and if they won't listen, I mean, how do you start that dialogue again when first maybe people were distrustful, but they would listen to you? And now if you were to step out, I think a lot of people would start yelling and calling for you to be fired if they won't listen to you now. And you want to be out on the lines, right?
I'm sorry. I have absolutely no hesitation to walk and be amongst the folks that are the individuals that are demonstrating, as I have prior to this event. And you know, yesterday, unfortunately, was as far as timing goes, it's been a day that was spent in commission. It was needed. It was needed for me to hear from those that participated and to be held accountable to my remarks and also to reflect upon what words were said. But that also, kept me from being involved with having a face of or a presence. And I think our men and women, by the way, this is the LAPD, and my success as a chief is the success of the organization. And so I regret the fact that this distraction has occurred. I don't believe that it outweighs or outshines all the other work that I've done, both as a chief and as a member of this organization for nearly four decades. My beliefs, my values, our intention is to recognize that there are people hurting, there are people who are frustrated, who don't believe that the pace of change, that the progress that we've made, they don't see it. And I recognize and feel and understand that, and I believe that we owe them the obligation of stepping into conversations, and I believe that I still can be effective at that.
Let's talk a little bit about one of the criticisms that has developed, and not just about LAPD, by the way, but about some of the other police departments, the Sheriff's Department included, in the past few days as the protests have unfolded. We keep hearing from people who claim that all too often the police, and again, not just LAPD, but the police in general here, have concentrated on gathering around the peaceful protesters while not ignoring, but giving short shrift to those who might be a few blocks or a block or two away who are carrying out the looting until it's too late. Do you buy that?
Well, I don't believe that I should address the entire region. The efforts of LAPD has been to facilitate as many marches and as many demonstrations as possible, and in those demonstrations that don't even require our existence, meaning because there's no issues of traffic control or being mindful of the safety of the crowd, we're happy not to be at those locations. We are drawn. Our first responsibility is to their safety, but also to identifying those individuals that are involved in preying upon communities. And I believe that we've struck in that balance. And our first priority is the safety of all of Los Angeles and all of its communities, including those demonstrators and people who are breaking into businesses or victimizing or committing violence. Those are going to draw our reaction and our resources. And we're not ignoring, nor have I seen an instance of that here in Los Angeles. I can't address, I'm sorry, other portions of the city. I have seen images of the region and across the country that give me some concern. I'm staying focused on what's happening here in Los Angeles, and I look forward to again as we move forward. And I've seen in the last few days, I've seen the violence and the looting and the what we saw earlier on. I've seen that abate quite a bit, and I believe that the crowds and the demonstrations that are out there, I'm seeing officers that are walking alongside. I'm seeing them shake hands. I'm seeing them sit down and talk together and have conversations. And I've seen those demonstrations occur without violence and without looting. And we've seen some instances where people have tried to take advantage of that, and our officers have been able to surgically remove those individuals.
Let me get your reaction, though, and I know you don't want to go beyond Los Angeles, but I'm going to ask you nonetheless to turn your sights to Minneapolis, because as we're speaking, of course, charges have now been brought against the three other officers who were there on the day that George Floyd died, as well as an upgrade in charges from third to second degree murder against the officer who had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. And I'm wondering, as a police person, somebody who has been all their lives, adult lives, in the police, what your thoughts are on that?
Well, I look forward to justice and his death. I was horrified when I saw the video, and I was disgusted to hear or to see the actions of those officers. The one who's held that position for the duration while this man cried out, and without any emotion, apparently just totally disregarded humanity, and then the other officers to stand by and to not intercede is wrong, and it's not the way, it's not policing of today. And to see it was disturbing, and also information that I released and statements that I made, as well as law enforcement leaders across the country, as well as rank and file organizations, didn't distance. It said that was wrong, and I think that. That does demonstrate some progress over time, but not enough. The fact that it even happened, it never should have happened. And my commitment, and I know the commitment of law enforcement professionals across this country, is that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. And when we see bad policing, it is something that just we recognize the sacrifice of this profession, the needed dedication of this profession. And when we don't see that, we see these actions in absolute contrast. It's a disservice. It tears at the very fabric of trust that we so work hard to do, and it tarnishes the badge.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore, thanks for the time.
Thank you.